This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And for all who are listening to us for the first time, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. So joining me today is our good neighbor, Donna Johnson at Johnson Grisham Agency. Welcome, Donna. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Hello, and thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you having me.
My pleasure. Well, you know, we met today to learn a little bit more about who Johnson Grisham Agency is and what you have to offer our listeners out there. But before we jump into the business part of it, tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
My name is Donna Johnson. I'm married to Jeff Johnson. He and I are owner-operators of Johnson Grisham Agency here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We have a blended family of 7 adult children, which we're really proud to say they're all off the payroll and on their own and doing well. So we really take pride and joy in that fact.
Absolutely.
We are here. We believe in commitment and serving the community, and which is one of the reasons why we are excited and proud to be able to be insurance agency owners here in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and just a kind of a personal note, you have all the 7 adult children. That's quite an accomplishment. Do you have any little grandbabies running around anywhere?
We do. We actually have 5, and they're the pride and joy of our life.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I tell you what, let's just jump into talking about Johnson Grisham Agency. Tell us what you do and what you have to offer.
So we are a full service agency here. We are an Allstate agency located here on Shallowfoot Road in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The agency has been in existence almost 50 years and has been owned by 2 people. So we are the 2nd owners of the agency. Being a full service agency, our primary services are property and casualty. We like to think of those as anything that has a wall or wheels. So that would be your home, your auto, boats, motorcycles, any of those things that you own, assets that you own that need to be insured and that you want to have protection. We also offer financial services, life insurance, retirement products to help people with those other phases of life that you know, want to make sure that you're financially protected, just not for yourself, but for your family as well. And then we also do commercial, business, event insurance, umbrella policies. So our reach is pretty far. We like to say that if you have it and it's something of value to you, we can help you protect yourself and your family against future financial catastrophes.
That's good to know. That's good to know. It's interesting you say the company's been around for around 50 years. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your journey. How did you and your husband become to being a part of this company?
Well, I was with a major Fortune 100 company for about 26 years when I was downsized. The company did a corporate-wide reorganization, and I was one of the last to leave our local area, our local affiliate. But I found myself at a crossroads. I need to have a new employment, a new career. And I was at a stage in life where it was a little scary, but I could afford to take some chances and do something I'd never done before. I started my job and career search, and I like to say that insurance found me. I wasn't really looking to become an insurance agent, but that was part of God's plan, and that's where we were. I can't say that I really enjoyed it those first few years. I was always looking to start my career somewhere else, but as God has plans for us, it laid out that one thing led to another and to another and to another, and was able to work independently for a while. And then went to work at corporate Allstate. And after a couple of years, we had the opportunity to purchase an agency. And so that's where we are right now. My husband was in another industry at the time. He likes to say I drug him along and part of my plan and part of the passion. But that's how we came here. We work side by side together, each minding a different part of the business, but here on a daily basis.
Wonderful. Well, that's a good story. You know, I think it's fair to say that after 50 years, your agency is no longer a fly-by-night company, right?
Well, that was part of the attraction for us as well at the time that we were looking for purchase. It had been in existence about 44 years. Yeah. So we knew it was stable and solid. And also I'd had the opportunity to work with the prior owner as a financial specialist when I was still working independently and not really associated with a particular agency. So it was a great opportunity, and we were good friends. I was also a customer of the agency, so I knew the work that it did and what it stood for, and that it took care of its customers. And I believe that we could live into that commitment, and we continue to do that to this day. We like to think of our customers as an extension of our families.
Absolutely.
You know, that in the time of need or trouble, we're here for them, but we also like to work with them to help protect that before the catastrophic or the tragedy or the emergency happens, to make sure that they're properly covered.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than having a major tragedy in your life and then finding out there's nothing there to protect you. So, yeah, that's definitely a wonderful service. You know, yeah. You know, speaking of that, a lot of times people are – one of the major things that I hear people are frustrated about concerning their insurance agent is they never return my calls, or, you know, I never hear from them unless they're, you know, they want something from me or whatever. Mm-hmm. What types of myths or misconceptions can you kind of help people with regarding your agency?
I'd be glad to. And we like to think that we're proactive with our customers. You know, if they need us, we're here. We do have a full staff here. I actually have about 3 service agents, about 3 sales agents. So there's always somebody available to answer the phone. If you need to talk to me personally, I'm available. If not, they will take a message and I will get back with you and return the call. However, there's always somebody here to help. So if I'm not here, our office manager has been here almost 30 years, knows our customers and their concerns pretty well. So, you know, I like to think she's a bedrock of our agency. And so there's always someone here to help. And of course, as we see things changing or see something that may be an occurrence with your policy or policies, that, you know, we tried to reach out to you before hand so that you're not taken off by surprise or unaware in the event that something happens. But like I said, we're always here. Of course, there is also the 800 Allstate number in case you do happen to have that situation after hours or on the weekend. But even with that, that relays back to our office. And so when we get that information, you know, as soon as we're aware of it, we like to reach out to you as well.
Yeah. Well, the customer service is very important.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, Donna, how long ago did you and your husband become the owners of the agency?
2020.
Mm-hmm. 2020. Mm-hmm. So here in 2024, you have an employee that was already with the company for 25 years or so before you even came on board. And 4 years later, they're still with you. So
yeah, that's correct. That
to me, that speaks a lot about you, because obviously sometimes change is hard. And, mm-hmm. you know, when management changes or ownership changes, sometimes mm-hmm. it can be hard. But the fact that they've stayed with you seemed like it says a lot about you and your husband, I guess. Thank is what you. I'm trying to say.
So, she is a gem. I'll be honest, I don't know what I'd do without her. She is great.
Well, let me step outside of the business for a moment. You mentioned the 7 adult children and 5 grandbabies. So mm-hmm. what do you and your husband like to do for fun when you're not working?
Travel is at the top of the list.
And
with children all across the country, that does make it a little easier. However, we do like to do other trips. We like each have a bucket list of places that we like to go. So we try to make sure we at least one of them, possibly 2 of them per year, in addition to visiting with our children.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite place you traveled to so far?
It's kind of hard to say. I think I've enjoyed all of them. Dominican Republic was nice. Hawaii was good, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I also like to do small trips as well. You know, trip to the beach is just as enjoyable sometimes. Yeah. Or a trip to the mountains. So I just like to take those times to get away and break away from the daily activity of life and slow down for a little bit before returning.
I've got friends in the Dominican, and I've promised them one day I will come and visit you.
It was enjoyable. We really enjoyed it.
Getting a little bit more personal, Donna, has there been any hardship or life challenge maybe that you feel like that y'all rose above and can now say because of that mm-hmm. you're better or stronger for it?
Life comes all the time with ebbs and flows. You know, there are things that happen that are good. We are all excited about it. Things that maybe have a little more a tragedy behind them. Probably professionally would be the chance, the opportunity that I spoke about a little earlier. After 26 years with one company, finding myself unemployed with the opportunity to start a new career. That was a little challenging because it was so different from what I had done before. But really what I come now see now is come full circle, because all the things that I did before as a marketing manager, information systems manager, business manager, all those analytics come full circle in owning a business and running a business. The difference is then I was working, you know, for a couple of reasons to make sure that my kids were educated and fed and all those things. And now we see this as a calling, you know, almost as a mission where we get to help people in their time of need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and as well as helping other people in the community to meet their needs as employers and having a team of people you're working with. This.
Yeah, it's different when you feel like you have that safety net and then all of a sudden the net's gone and you look around and you're like, wow, what do I do now?
It is a different experience.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. So, sounds like y'all rose above the challenge and have persevered, mm-hmm. which is good news for not only yourself, but also for your clients. As well, so you know, you did a wonderful description of what all you have to offer through the Allstate Insurance Agency and the different products and things. But if there was one thing that maybe you feel like that is a little lesser known about what y'all do, what you have to offer people, and you just could shout it from the rooftop, what would it be?
I think that says most people know us as a property and casualty, you know, home and auto. But as I mentioned, we do that and so much more. I think the one area, a couple areas actually that I think are important and to help to reinforce your decision to have home and auto insurance, because we do know that those are going to, in the event of a catastrophic or a sudden or accidental event, those are going to pay out. But we also need to plan for other stages of life. So to support the home and the auto, I would suggest everybody to get an umbrella policy, because what that does, it extends the limits of liability in the event that your home or auto limits are exhausted. You have additional coverage there. And a lot of people don't realize, even when you have teenage drivers or anyone else driving a car, you have an opportunity to be sued if you're at fault. And so that will help cover and protect you there from having to spend your own money. The other would be life insurance. Again, it's one of those things people don't really like to talk about, but it's such a necessary thing. I've been on both sides of the coins where I've talked with people and they made the decision not to purchase it. And then at the time of death, their family was standing in need. And also on the other side, when a family member had purchased it and the family wasn't aware, and we get to deliver hope to them because, you know, at the time, people still have to continue living and money is still needed. So
yes, absolutely.
Those would be the two things that I would really suggest to everybody to consider: an umbrella policy for extra protection and then life insurance to protect your family in the case of death.
Yeah. Well, good points. You know, and you were mentioning about the umbrella insurance, it's really not that expensive, but my goodness, it provides a lot of coverage.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think a lot of us realize, and I hope I'm not being exaggerating here, but I don't think a lot of people realize how many, $150,000, $200,000 automobiles are being driven on the highways. And if you don't have enough auto insurance to cover it, and you happen to be the unlucky person who brings a lot of damage to someone's vehicle like that, there's a lot of money left over that they're going to be looking for you to pay. And that umbrella policy just does a lot towards that.
And that is correct. The cost of vehicles has steadily increased over time. And we think about all the things that comprise and complete vehicles now that were not part of the past. Computerized chips, motors, engines, all those extra bells and whistles that we've come to learn and enjoy and depend on, they do have a cost to it. But I also like to have people think not only that, medical insurance is also very, medical care is also very expensive. So when you have a liability policy or and you are at fault, you are responsible for the other party's injuries if there are any that occur. And medical cost is high as well. So, you know, it's not unusual for a trip to the ER to be, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. And that's just the beginning, because if there's substantial injuries, that's going to be ongoing for a while. And if you exhaust the limits of your auto policy, you know, you're going to be left holding the tab unless you have the extra protection with the umbrella policy.
I totally agree with you. I feel like that it's especially, I don't mean to keep going back to the umbrella policy, but I feel like if people have never taken the time to get a quote on it, they should, because it will probably shock them how inexpensive it is for the amount of coverage. You know, it's just, it surprised me when I got the quote, and it definitely got the coverage. So, but Donna, tell us this, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, or, you know, whether online or offline, how'd they go about doing that?
They can always give us a call. Our phone number is 423-899-6161. If you call that number, even after hours, somebody will answer and relay that message to us, or you can leave a message. However, from the hours of 8 to 5, Monday to Friday, somebody will be here to answer. You can also reach us on our website, and that's just johnsongrishamagency.com. If you want to email me, you can email me at donnajohnson@allstate.com. You can also look at Allstate agencies in the area, and we will be located there as well. We're excited to say that we're an award-winning agency and reached elite status this year. So you will find that on our webpage and in the listing of Allstate agencies in the area as well. Okay. And then, of course, you can always reach us through social media, Facebook and LinkedIn.
Okay.
Under the name Johnson Grisham Agency.
And one more question. If somebody just wanted to stop by, what is your address?
We are located at 6150 Shallowford Road, suite number 103. I always like to tell people the best way to find us is that we literally sit at the intersection of Shallowford and Shepherd Roads. And then we're up the street from the main post office facility right here on Shallowford. Okay. So we're in the Shallowford Business Commons at the intersection of Shallowford and Shepherd Road.
Well, Donna, it's been my pleasure to host you today and have you. And thank you so much for explaining who Johnson Grisham Agency is and what you offer all the listeners out there. Hope you've enjoyed being with us today.
I have. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
My pleasure. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting with Donna and learning more about the Johnson Grisham Agency, I know that she hopes you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products and services they provide. But before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.